Hey man, Duff said we should probably do a proper intro.
Yeah, you reckon?
A bit more professional.
Yeah. What do you reckon we should put on there?
Oh, we'll just talk shit and see how it comes out.
Yeah.
All right, let's get through it.
Okay. Put some intro music here.
Yeah. Right about
now. Nice.
Welcome to Remedial Radio. I'm Lind.
I'm Matt.
Thank you for tuning in. Remedial Radio is brought to you every Monday, where we interview bands, musicians, entertainers, or anyone we find interesting.
You can find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and YouTube.
Just type in Remedial Radio and click on the drunk smiley face. Don't forget to subscribe and share. Remedial Radio, the perfect thing to do when there's nothing else on. 369, damn you're fine. Suck it to me, baby, one more time. Hey guys, welcome to Remedial Radio. I'm Lynn Gannon, here with, as always, Matt Stalgis. We have our assistant Dan.
Hello.
Hang on, he's helping pass beers today. That's pretty much it. We're here with Harley, Charles and Cameron from Trouble in Paradise. How you going, guys?
How you going, boys?
What's going on, mate?
Pretty good. How are you guys?
Yeah, pretty good.
Not too bad.
Let's get a tone on your voice. Everyone say their name.
Charles.
Cameron.
Harley.
Good, because I wasn't sure. We've been sitting and drinking for an hour, and like, I know their names, but no, we don't know which one. And I forgot.
Alrighty. Let's start with standard questions, which are nice and fun.
Yeah, how come you get the book? I can't see it from there.
You don't need to. There, is that better?
Yeah.
When'd your band start?
Well,
so that was real blast.
Okay.
So when did Trouble in Paradise start?
Okay. Well, Harley and I used to be in a band.
No. It started the Rhythm Hut.
Okay. Oh, all the way back.
All the way back. We're doing an origin story.
You guys okay with an origin story?
Is anyone going to kill?
They seem to be very popular with Marvel these days.
I do get metal claws halfway through, so it's pretty good.
All right, we'll start with the Rhythm Hut. What is the Rhythm Hut?
So it's this like joint in Gosford, where like a bunch of hippies get together and jam and stuff. You know, like bongo drums and stuff. But they do like open mics and stuff.
Drum circles and stuff.
It's a place where 2 out of 3 people have dreadlocks.
Yeah, pretty much.
And there's like satanic worship and orgies.
Yeah.
A couple of goat's heads on the walls. And
like general hippie stuff, like white and not showering.
So I was doing an open mic with my mate and then play a couple of my songs. After I played, this dude with messed up hair looked like he had like a mop head.
This woolly mammoth.
His hair doesn't look like
it
that.
It wasn't like this.
It looked like it was.
If you're gonna use the H word, all right, you have to have hair.
Hair.
All right, so we can say it. It's our word.
Yeah.
All right.
we'll take it back.
But it was.
If you can see my hair, it's this version of
Charles
like,
got some locks.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's sort of this version of the generic metro fringe.
I like how you're doing that, but we're just kind of recording
audio. there's a video there.
That's not going to be attached to that.
Anyway, it's just he had hair that looked like a mop.
Yeah, it wasn't good. It was not good.
Anyway. It's a shit face. You got to do your shit face.
Yeah.
We should see
my license photo. Holy fuck.
We'll be looking at that later.
Yeah. Anyway, this guy comes up to me.
As the picture.
And he says, "Hey, I'm a drummer." I'm like, "Oh, cool, man." He's like, "Do you want to have a jam sometime?" I'm like, "Yeah, that's cool. That, like, you know."
No.
I hear that. At that point, I ran into like a lot of people where they just would say that, like, "Oh, we should jam sometime." Like, you know, I'm like, "Oh, okay, cool." Week later, go to Woodport, and then I run into the same guy. I'm like, "Oh, where do I know you from?" He's like, "From the Rhythm Hut, man. Like, we're gonna jam." I'm like, "Oh yeah, shit, I totally forgot."
So insensitive.
I'm sorry, man. You know,
but I totally forgot. He meant I had no intention of ever.
But yeah, so we got together.
That's 2 hours of therapy waiting for me.
We got together. We had a jam, and yeah, we just clicked very well.
Yeah.
Then we had this other guy that was involved. We're not going to mention his name or whatever. And then
No. That's not what his podcast is about.
We did mention
who was he?
This guy's name's Jared.
What did Jared do?
Jared
was a terrible person.
There was two Jareds. So first Jared was involved with us, and we did like this trio sort of thing, where we just would play acoustic stuff, but we really wanted to play electric. And so we found another Jared, and he was a bass player, and we're kind of just all psyched about it. We're like, yeah, like, finally got a bass player, we can play electric stuff. And then things got a bit iffy. We had to get rid of the first Jared, then we stuck with his band with this other guy for a while.
What got iffy?
Rocking.
I think second Jared bullied the other first Jared out of the band.
Oh, and really?
Yeah.
Jared.
The first Jared was more concerned with Xbox than he was with rehearsals.
I can understand that.
Yeah, so is Lynn.
I don't play That's Xbox, I play goes. A real console. Play PS4.
And then, yeah, like, pretty much we tried this whole band thing, just being a free piece with the second Jared. And then he turned out to be a dick. Yeah, yeah, after a while being with him, so we had to get rid of him. Had to change our band
name.
Jareds
are holding their monopoly on being dickheads.
Yeah, like, you know, so we had to make sure.
I've got a bit of a man crush on Jared Padalecki.
So we kind of made it a rule that the next member of our band wasn't allowed to be called Jared.
I had to change my name.
No Jareds.
You had to change your name.
So yeah, like, but luckily we recorded a few demos and stuff with the other Jared.
And, wasn't very good.
Wasn't very good.
Are any of these demos up available for download?
No. And there won't be.
They're not good because we don't want them up for download.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But we made use of them. We used them to, like, give to people, you know, different bass players and stuff.
Sure.
And we found Cameron.
Who's that? Who's,
yeah, this guy right here.
And he goes all right?
He goes all right. He goes all right.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. He goes all right. He definitely has the best beard of the band.
True.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's a good beer, but it's the best one of the band.
Oh, careful, yeah.
Zing.
Well, it's easier when they both shave.
But yeah, and then yeah, then here we are now. That was about.
Yeah, when was that?
Well, we left Jared 2. What, it'd probably be...
Jared 2.
Jared the second.
You guys were pretty serious, but you guys played some decent shows.
Jared...
Oh, yeah. We Jared did play some decent shows before. We used...
Yeah.
Do you ever hear a place called Baker Street?
There again.
Yeah, no. Baker Street.
Yeah, in Gosford.
No,
I was like,
and that's awful.
I was like across the road from Pulse.
Okay, yeah,
and like, yeah, like it was really picking up. Like, a lot of good bands are playing there, like Truck Fighters, if you heard of them. And we got to open for Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
Oh,
that was pretty cool.
Yeah. It was pretty cool, man.
That is pretty cool.
And yeah, like, it's just, I feel like we thought things were going good then, but then things just started to crash after that.
We started to realize the problems that Jared brought to the band.
And if he's listening, you know, mainly Jared, me, we just don't like you anymore.
It just took a while
mate.
For me to convince Harley.
Yeah. But what were the problems?
How long do you have?
There's a lot of problems.
I don't even know where I'm going with that. Yeah. Let's Dr. Phil this shit.
Bullet points.
Give
us the bullet points, yeah.
give us the synopsis of what was wrong with him.
It's not your fault.
Sorry?
Whose sister did he sleep with?
Well, I hope he didn't sleep with Olivia.
Yeah, no, I fucking hope not, or I'll punch that cunt.
I think he's just red standard, so.
Yeah. But he used to message... He was... Well, how old was he? 22 or 23?
He was 22, turning 23.
22, turning 23, messaging 17-year-olds, saying, "Hey, what's up? I don't know you, but my name's Jared. We should be friends. I'm always here if you need a chat. I'm in a band called the something or others."
Yeah. We're not going to mention the band name, you know. Respect.
The
you
Petrodolls.
Know.
We'll come back to that.
We'll come back to that.
there
what did you say?
Hey.
Did you say that?
Yeah, I didn't get that.
Petronels?
The whatever what?
The what?
Yep. No.
Yeah, it was 22-year-old messaging 17-year-olds, creeping them out, being like, "Hey, I'm in a band, you should check us out." That's not the kind of advertising you want.
That's not good promo.
Yeah.
It's really tainted bad the name.
Nothing wrong with that.
We actually had people coming up to us and saying, "Yeah, your bassist messaged my little sister and was creeping her out. She told me to tell you guys to tell him to stop
fuck
it.
Off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a good reason for Jared.
I like that
to
he manned
off.
Up and he sort of...
So yeah, how
she
long
told
ago
me
was this?
To tell you
this is
tell that one.
Probably about a year ago.
Yeah.
A year ago? Yeah.
Coming on the 12 months.
Yeah shit.
That's some rough stuff right there. That's a heavy duty creeping.
Yeah.
There
was many other problems that was barely scratching the surface.
How did it go kicking him out of the band?
It was fucking awkward. Weird. What happened? Harley and I drove to his house, and Harley said to me, oh, do you mind if I just chill in the car? If you chill in the, you, Charles, chill in the car, and I'll go in and talk to him, and we'll discuss this. And because he feels like when you're there, he's being ganged up on. No, he's not being ganged up on. It's just
being called
democracy.
Yeah, yeah, democracy. Anyway, no, we got him.
No, you're just gonna muck it up, Charles.
yeah, Charles, look over there. You fuck everything up.
Yeah,
how much that was that's actually what I was thinking.
But how much can you fuck off? Oi, mate, go away. Like, really, like, you can't screw that up much.
We had to let him down easy, or as easy we could.
See, that's where I was going. Maybe Charles is a softie. If you both went in and then he said, guys, I really don't want to be kicked out of the band. And then Charles says, maybe we were a little bit hasty.
Yeah.
You know what? Why don't you stay in the band?
Yeah, nah, no, by that point, yeah, we were both just like, he's got to go.
But yeah, we were kicking him out, and the whole time he's arches up defensive, calling it pretty much anything we have to say. He's got several different arguments for it. And we pretty much just had to convince him that you can say whatever you want. We've made our decision. And then
maybe he can get a job as a lawyer.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sounds like a great debater. Like,
a masturbator.
Get out.
Okay. I would hire him as a lawyer, but I just wouldn't want to hire him. That's the only problem.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway,
that moved on, and you found Cameron.
Yeah. Well, we had an in-between thing. We tried to do the two-piece, you know, drums and guitar.
Called Harley and Charlie, because our names just work.
That sounds like a terrible kids show.
Yeah. I'm glad we changed it, man. But yeah, like...
What's in the oval window?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Ooh, Harley and Charlie back today. Let's learn macaroni.
But yeah, so we tried that for our try, cool, like, White Stripes, Black Keys sort of thing, but it's like, we needed a good rhythm section.
Now you got to have a weird relationship with your sister to be able to do that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Not actually your sister.
He's not actually your sister.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Still married.
Oh, ex-wife. That's even weirder.
Yeah, yep. What's going on with the White Stripes? Are they brother and sister, or are they...
No,
they're married. What
they're married.
Fuck?
No, it doesn't matter who they are. They can't be as creepy as Angus and Julia Stone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so moving on. You found Cam. Cameron, did you have any 17-year-olds in your bank that you were creeping on at the time?
I think I was probably about 17 then, wasn't I?
No. No. 17 now?
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Nah.
You're on the straight narrow top. Cameron's a deso tonight, so the other boys can drink.
Having my nice cool glass of water, which is
empty. Yeah, come on. Assistant Dan.
Assistant Dan?
On it.
On it.
But, what are we paying you for?
What's good with Cameron? Now, it's just like, compared to last guy, we really clicked with Cameron.
It's pretty hard. Like, you could have hired Hitler and not really gone astray. You know, you had a good window.
Yeah.
You had a good window.
It doesn't say much for you, Cameron.
All you have to be is not
the shittest
cunt. You're
not as bad as Cameron.
Like, just don't be an awful person. You've got the job.
We can manage that.
I would wager that Hitler probably doesn't play bass.
He seems like a bass player.
You never know, man.
Oh, yeah.
He seems like with that moustache out there.
He looks like a
bass
player.
No one that ever really does anything himself, but has a lot to say. Bass player, straight up.
Hey!
You!
I can make jokes about bass players because they're my people.
Jinx!
Yeah.
Yeah. It's even only our talk for...
For the whole fucking podcast,
probably for the best. I'll punch you.
Right, so where are we going from this?
You're the one with the questions.
Tom, really bad.
So you got
job.
A cool kind of rocky indie sound. Main influences for what you're doing now.
We're not really 100% sure with that.
We have different ones, and we fight about it, trying to figure out so we can put it on promos when people ask for it.
Yeah.
We have long heated arguments about it.
Yeah.
Charles, what's your favorite band?
Fuck. Okay.
No. Hold on. We'll start off with Matt's assumptions because Matt did write these down.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, that's good.
From what I heard.
Yeah. We've got Cage the Elephant.
No.
Oh yeah. That's kind of in me.
Yeah. There we go. There's one.
Right.
We got Cage the Elephant. Exactly. Shut up. They're great. Okay. Listen to them. Jack White.
Yep. That's definitely in there.
And Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah. That's
early
a bit
Arctic
for me.
Monkeys.
That's
yeah.
So a bit of everyone
first two.
Under there also.
Zeppelin,
Nirvana.
Oh yeah, Nirvana. Yeah, definitely Zeppelin, Nirvana. Yeah. That's definitely
Zeppelin
in there.
So,
Charles, your favorite band?
My favorite band,
Lynn Gannon. You should check him out.
he's
bit of a toss pot. But
gives hats.
My favorite. I don't have a favorite band. My top three would probably be Red Hot Chili Peppers, Aerosmith, and Guns N' Roses. And
Led Zeppelin. You generic bitch.
He's a typical drummer. Yeah. But it's good.
Cameron? Probably...
You know your favourite drummer looks like Will Ferrell, right?
He's not my favourite drummer, but yes, I do know that. Oh, yeah. Did you see the drum-off that they did?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I love how Chad Smith actually goes on stage in a shirt that says, "I am not Will Ferrell."
That's great.
Yeah, man. That's good.
I'm glad they finally
I was saying that like a couple of years before. Like,
have you noticed
like
they look the same?
Will Ferrell.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah,
anyway, Cameron, favorite band.
Put me on the spot. Queens of Stone Age.
Queens of Stone Age, sick.
Another shit band.
No.
Get out. The Strokes.
Yeah.
And
good stuff.
Do I have to do three?
Yeah, why not?
I didn't say three, but...
It's three now.
I said four.
Yeah.
Trying to think, I have to, like, put it down. Is it, like, favourite band or what influences that music? Because it's a different...
No, your favourite band.
Oh.
That's why I asked
you. From what I've heard
you
talking about, your next favourite band would probably be the Chillies.
No.
Just from what I've heard you talk about.
No, just Stadium Arcadium.
Yeah.
Sorry, we ran out of cucumber.
Probably Frank Turner, then.
Anyway, anyways, Dan the Apprentice.
Yeah,
it's out of... Put out a glass of nice cold water with some ice in it and a slice of carrot.
And Harley.
It's a toss-up for me as well. It'd be Queens of Stone Age.
Yeah.
Nirvana and The Doors.
Why does everyone like Nirvana so much?
I'm not actually that much of a Nirvana fan. I like them and they're good. The Doors, man.
I take the other two way. Probably The Doors, man.
Well, what about Talking Heads? You've always been a Talking Heads fan for the whole time I've known you.
I should have said B-52s.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
B-52s. Fucking love the B-52s.
But they're weird.
Yeah.
Not in a good way.
Yeah, Cameron's a weird guy.
That's quite a way.
No, they're weird in like an aqua way.
Nah, first album. Listen to the first, like, album.
No. If B-52 started writing music in 2000, they would be aqua.
Yes. I'll get on that.
And it's a good thing they didn't, because they're not, so shut up.
I broke the seal, so I had to pee.
So while you're going to take a piss... Yeah.
What do you guys actually think of Harley?
Like? Is he gone yet?
The door's still closing. Closing.
Okay, I want to listen back to the podcast and hear some shit.
Oh, yeah, true.
Shut up and close the door so we can tell.
Door's
closed. Okay.
Have you talked to
him? For one thing, he has a terrible sense of fashion. Horrible. Did you see that tape recorder shirt he was wearing?
His party shirt, man.
Fucking looks like Archie.
There we go. Alright, so what's the weirdest thing you guys have done together?
Play music.
What, like sexually? Or?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I don't know. I get up to some pretty weird shit. And then it's usually them telling me, "Charles, calm the fuck down."
Please, pull your penis out of my ear hole. I'm trying to sleep.
Yeah, that's usually how it goes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically, on a weekly basis, that one.
Yeah.
Well, think about that. We'll come back to it. Where do you guys record?
Where do we record? We did.
We recorded at my drum teacher, Chris Randall. There's a little plug for him.
Where's he situated?
Chris Randall's drum studio or drum clinic. Drum clinic, yes.
Wow.
At Gorican.
That sounds like an STD.
Yes, because it is an STD.
Oh, God, man, I banged this chick last night. I swear I got gone. It does, isn't it?
We actually got a session at the Grove
coming up in a few weeks.
In the next month.
Have you been there yet?
I've been there before, but we haven't. We're doing like a one-day thing through a mate of ours for one of his classes. He's doing some kind of sound engineering class, so he's got to record
the the course that they do there.
The diploma of sound design.
And they got to bring someone in to do it, so...
Everyone, stop talking shit about Harley. He's back.
Yeah.
Great studio. Beautiful studio.
So tell us about the recording process in the drum clinic.
It's pretty much just his garage that he's turned into like a recording studio.
It's at a residential.
It's a really good setup though. Actually, for you hear about it, it's like in someone's garage, and you think it's like a bit has a gun, but it's actually a really good setup.
Separate rooms or
no?
All
it's
in
all
one room?
It's all one room, but we it's got the desk and the computer in there in the room, but tracking it like separately.
Yeah,
it's all
like
Ah,
so kind of demo the guitars and then put a drum track down.
Yeah.
And I like how you just shoulder barge the microphone.
And the stairs.
Beers are kicking in.
Yeah.
But yeah.
The question was about how'd it go? How was the
process? Just tell it. Yeah, tell us about it. Recorded everything separately?
Yeah, so we recorded it separately. We did bed tracks, guitar for most of them, and then bass when we needed it.
And then we finished with vocals at the end.
Yeah, so then we did like drums, bass, guitar, and then did the vocals at the end.
And you're happy with how it turned out?
I'm for what we paid for it, so like, yeah, pretty happy.
Yeah.
And how many tracks did you do?
Four tracks. So yeah.
We got two of them up on SoundCloud, Facebook, all places that are good.
Yeah.
And we got more coming.
Oh, cool.
I feel like after we do this, with whatever song we're going to give you, we'll release that as well. And then we'll do one more after that.
Yeah, right. Awesome.
Yeah, so we'll have a new one given to you guys that we haven't put up, no one's ever heard before, unless you've been to our show. But so that's nobody, so.
Sorry, but I think it was good, man, but we did those recordings before we actually started doing gigs. Yeah,
no pre-production that you haven't heard before, so.
Yeah, true. So, you've got to have something.
Yeah, that was pretty much the idea behind it. Yep.
Yeah, awesome. So, you guys always live on the coast?
I haven't.
I've always lived on the coast.
I was born in Wagga Wagga. And so, out from the country, lived there till I was like 2, 3, something like that.
Wagga Wagga.
Yeah.
We did some work down there.
The classiest of all places.
Yeah. The place was a bloody shithole.
It's a shithole, yeah. Yeah. Pacific Coast is much better as far as it goes.
No, we were like literally staying there for like 3 days, and we're staying in this like motel kind of thing, and across the garden from where we were staying was like a road and then like a set of clearly government housing apartments.
Yeah.
And like three times, like we'd work like 12 hours and 12 hours off, so we'd have like 8 hours sleep and wake up four hours
to dick around,
like, within 4 hours. Like every single day, this chick would scream out from her balcony, like, "You want to buy some weed?" No, thank you. All right, let me know when.
Take a rain check.
No, we don't.
I run into anyone.
Like an hour later. You want send weed yet? Like, no. Sorry.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
I'll give you a deal.
Give that girl a job in retail.
I'll give you a gobby too.
Yeah, price. Mate, it's cheap. It's $20 for a tanner.
I'd never think about that for a second too.
And people say drummers are stupid.
I think bass players get the worst rap.
Why don't bassists sweat watches? Because they can't keep time.
You funny. Said that joke about guitarists. Did you change your mind when Cameron joined the band?
No, every drummer thinks they're the only person that can keep time. You know the problem? Drummers can't keep time for shit. The rest of the band has to put up with their shit timing and keep up with them. They got the easiest job ever. They can't hear anyone else. They just fucking go crazy and everyone goes, "Oh, Jesus Christ."
Just wait till Charles goes to the bathroom and I'll tell you a story.
Oh, Dan's got a few.
No, it's alright. I've already done my piece. You can tell your story.
About not being able to keep time.
Oh, Dan's not just the apprentice. He's our drummer as well.
For our band.
Yeah.
The Shakes.
And
the Shakes. Yeah, go listen to the Shakes.
Yeah, on SoundCloud and Facebook and fucking everything else that you.
We haven't really talked about it since the first episode. Go listen to our band.
Yeah, don't listen to Trouble in Paradise. Listen to the Shakes.
Fuck those guys.
Yeah, they suck.
Those guys are trouble, mate.
So what are the trials and tribulations you go through as a bass player, Cameron?
Having to turn up fucking rehearsal all the time. Having to put up with these two dickheads.
You rehearse often?
Hey, we rehearse twice a week.
You know what we're doing? Shit, we don't rehearse. Have you noticed everyone that we've had on here, apart from Cashy, has started like in the last 12 to 18 months?
Yeah.
And started being really successful?
Yeah.
We haven't.
Yeah.
Well, we started ages ago.
You need to get your act together.
Maybe you should break up and start again then.
We haven't practiced.
Yeah.
Just go on like a 2 month hiatus.
So,
where are you going from here? What's your plan?
Up and onwards.
Up.
Well, to infinity and beyond.
Dude, you totally just stole my line.
Maybe not infinity, maybe just like just before infinity and back.
So you go.
Not backwards. It's not forwards. Always and always twirling towards freedom.
I dreamed of being a baseball.
What Simpsons. The fuck are you
When
about?
I grew up, I wanted to be a fire truck.
So you guys have been a group for
a year.
No,
since probably about October, November.
Since November.
You've been playing many gigs?
Like, so like fucking 6-7
this month was the first month doing gigs.
Yeah, so we played
we've done about like five gigs.
We've done like 6 gigs in 2 weeks.
Oh, sweet.
So, very good. With Ghost Festival was the first one.
Yeah.
So we were like, we'll do that. And
how they've been going?
Like, they've been really good, man. Like, we're getting good responses and...
Yeah, people seem to enjoy us.
Like, is it all original stuff?
Yeah, it's all originals.
Unless we do one or two covers, like...
Which are?
Sometimes,
it depends on the gig, actually. Like, if we've got to play for a long time, we don't have that many originals, so...
These boys always make me pull out My Generation by The Who. Yeah. I got to sing it. I'm a drummer. I'm not a singer, but I do it anyway.
You don't have to be a singer to sing that song.
Nah.
Yeah.
That's why it's so good.
And it works,
probably why
man.
You like Zeppelin.
It's good, though.
Yeah. We tried it busking, and it was the first time I'd ever tried to sing and drum in front of people. Talking about My Generation, where I've only got a snare and a couple of cymbals of
drumming,
all things.
Drumming.
And we're like, do the drum solo, yeah, cool. Charles. He's like got 3 pieces of drum. Just like...
I've got nothing to solo on.
Just like, go!
You had the tambourine, a cymbal and the snare. What the fuck more do you want?
A couple of tongs.
All the important parts.
So picky, aren't they? You know, it's the world's greatest drummers. Like, they've got to have everything.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, geez, absolutely.
I'm going to have everything.
I thought it was your foot, but it's a freaking dog licking me.
So what do you guys do apart from the band? Like, individual jobs? You guys are from Harley. What's your?
So, I'm a painter.
Okay.
I paint houses around the coast.
Like portraits?
Like an artist?
Yeah, I paint fortresses. Like, you know, I find
fortresses?
Like...
He's really good at
painting
fortresses. Fortresses.
I've seen your work. You're really good at painting portraits of walls.
Yeah.
Roofs? Man, that is outstanding. I've seen some of your roof work.
Walls, not so much. Yeah.
Excuse me, Assistant Dan, my beer's empty.
But no, like, yeah, I've been doing this job for, like, about 2 months.
Yeah.
Just going around the coast. Houses. Get to, like, check out all the rich people's houses. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And be like, I'm going to own this place one day. Yeah. Maybe not.
You won't. You're a musician.
Yeah. Let's face it.
What about you, Cameron?
I'm a teacher's aide. I work in special ed.
Yep. Where at?
I'm a casual, so Aaron and...
Don't lie, you're a student. Yeah.
I was. Nah. I ran it about, so...
You can count
over.
To 7.
Yeah. That's all I need to. It's all the important numbers, isn't it?
Yeah. Pretty much. After that, it just gets complicated. Yeah.
No, 8's my favourite number.
Oh, jeez. Can you count the numbers up to 8, though? You just know 8.
No, it's...
there's a 1. I know there's a 7 in there somewhere. There's a 5. A 2, a 3, and a 1. I already said 1.
It's all right. Give them 2. Give 2 ones.
Okay.
Put them together, you make...
Have as many as you want, mate.
Yeah.
What about you, Charles? What are you doing?
I am a tradie, because chicks dig tradies.
They don't. They hate
They really don't, mate. Like, no, you're in the wrong field.
Fluoro is not flattering. Trust me, I know. I'm also a tradie.
But what trade?
But I do asphalt for a living. It's my dad's little business. And I just work for him. I either work with him or I work by myself. I usually prefer days where I work by myself because I get extra $50. I just plug my headphones in, put my head down and just go nuts.
Oh, yeah?
For those don't know what it is, he fixes roads and shit.
Oh yeah, asphalt is road, it's tar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bitumen.
Alright, so the fuck's wrong with my street? Why haven't you come and fix it?
Because I'm not council, I actually do work.
Oh right, why is my street still fucked? So what's the fallback plan? If you end up being heap shit, no one likes you. Are you gonna just start a new band, do a new sound?
It's not likely.
Well, I'm probably going to be a heroin dealer.
I hear there's good money in that.
Yeah, sorted out some connections, so that's...
I'm pretty sure if you do that, like, after a certain amount of time, they give you, like, a house.
Yeah.
And, like, 3 hot meals a day.
Yeah, so
that's pretty good, man.
3 hots on a cut.
So that's... And a housemate, too, someone I can get along with. So
someone that pays half your rent, it's great.
It's looking pretty promising.
You just got to be careful in the shower, but, you know.
Yeah.
Plumbing's not so great.
What about you, Cameron?
What about me?
Yeah, what's your fallback plan?
My fallback plan? This is my fallback plan. What are you talking about?
teaching's not turning out. I'm just going to get
not so great at that shit.
Yeah.
Tell us about your special ed, because I do a little bit of special ed work, and I love it. I think it's
so
super
I was
rewarding.
Working for like, a organisation that does specifically autism, and then I've kind of branched out and started working for the department, so all kinds of things.
Yeah? You love it?
I love it, yeah. So it's challenged. I love the challenge. So
we do a little bit with archery tag. Plug for archery tag here.
Yeah,
it's my dad's business.
Ha!
It's basically it paintball, but with bows and arrows.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. It's freaking wonderful. And we have a special needs group that comes in once a month, and I like every time they come in, I'm like, yep, that's me. I want that job. I absolutely love it.
It's good job.
I build up a good rapport with the people that are in it and stuff like that, and just absolutely love it because I've never seen people get so excited about. Like the simplest
absolutely
thing.
Fucking nothing.
Yeah, the simplest things, and it really brings you back to base.
It does,
which
yeah.
I really
puts
love.
Things in perspective for you.
I had one of the best social interactions I've ever had with a human being today on the bus, and it was with a 3-year-old kid. We were just pulling faces at each other for like 20 minutes, and it was amazing.
It's kind of the same thing you do with special needs kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a little bit below the belt, but you know, we'll carry
on. Not really, but anyway, yeah.
Yeah. All right, you got any gig horror stories?
Gig horror stories.
Yeah.
All of them pretty horrible.
Well,
we've had six gigs. So.
Not the last gig we played, but the gig before that. I'd made a friend at the bar, and he was
you're good at that.
He was buying me beers and lots of beers.
That's not the horror story. That was a fucking top stay.
Yeah. And, so he's like, okay, I will buy you as many beers as you want, but you have to do a drum solo and dedicate it to me.
I said, you have to meet me in the bathroom for 20 minutes.
I don't have a full song like of drum solo, but I've got a drum solo and a song.
What kind of drummer are you?
And we will dedicate that song to you.
The best kind.
So we're playing said song with drum solo, got dedicated to old mate. And the whole time we're playing this song, I'm just thinking, drum solo, make it good. You've got a mate, drum solo, make it good. And
free beers on the line.
Yeah, boy, free beers. You need to show up. And then... We're playing the whole time. I'm just thinking drum solo, make it good drum solo. You come up to a bridge where it's literally just pretty much a cappella. It's just Harley singing, but all that's going through my head is drum solo.
So you've started.
He just,
and so
I've just
started
starts
drum
soloing,
no. And Harley's singing, and I'm going like, wait, no, this was not the right time for my drum solo.
Did you carry the solo through?
He yes, kept going, yeah.
And
it kind of
worked. I couldn't stop it, because if you stop it, then people know that you fucked up.
And yeah. Then when wait, the drum solo was supposed to be, he then played the drum solo again, too. There's actually a video of that up on YouTube. We put that up.
Yeah,
where can you find that? Give us a little something.
So it should be called...
Untorn.
Untorn.
At
the Valve Bar.
Is this an original song?
Yeah.
I said
yeah.
No one knew you fucked up.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's
man.
Perfect.
So
it's the best fuck I've ever had.
Thanks, mate.
Tis the beauty of playing original music.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I found that video on Facebook. It just popped up one day, and I was so excited. And I'm like, yeah, we're sounding good. Like, this is going to be awesome. And then halfway through the song, I'm like, wait, no. This is the song where I did a drum solo where there wasn't supposed to be a drum solo.
This is that one.
This is that song.
It was
I'm just watching it and just slowly cringing. Then my accidental drum solo comes in and I'm just like...
But it's like it was a good accident, you know? It worked.
Happy accident, as it were.
Yeah, happy accident.
It's like no one's going
It's not the kind of accident that I intend on making again, but I was able to pull it off.
It's a good video too. It sounded good, actually.
Yeah.
Actually, a bit of a shout out to my mate.
So you guys have played a few gigs
from playing a drum
lightly.
Solo there.
Yeah, sorry? We've done a few. So it's yeah. Our first week that we haven't played one.
Who's your favourite local band to play with? Like we are broadcasting mainly like the idea of local bands and stuff like that. Where we're starting out. What's your favourite local band?
Magic Bean Merchants.
So like even though we haven't played with them, we're gonna intend to play with them. Magic Bean Merchants.
Yeah.
Like they're some pretty cool guys. Like
what type of stuff they do?
It's
if Primus was a grunge band.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's probably the best description for it.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're cool, man. Like, and what's awesome about them, the lead singer, he came to our gig at the Valve Bar, and then after you watch our show, he just comes up to us. He's just like, "Oh man, you've inspired us. Like, you inspired me to be more active in our shows and stuff. You know, to try and entertain people." So, like, for those of you who haven't heard us and seen any of our shows. We go a bit mental.
So you're actual entertainers.
Yeah.
Which is so hard to find in a band these days as well. Like the band, like the market is flooded with bands all the time who are fantastic musicians who stand on stage and play like a fucking jukebox.
Statues.
Yeah.
Like you can be amazing.
I call them gargoyles.
Yeah, you can be amazing musicians and that's great, but I mean you're missing the second part of it. Like 50% of it is being an entertainer. So you guys are entertainers.
We got a bit of sense of showmanship. Dan seen us, you know.
Yeah. What do you think of us, Dan? Are we okay?
Did we entertain you? Think about your answer first.
Well,
and if it's
have
not
asked
good,
you guys
I don't want
to
hear
it. Come along tonight if I thought you were rubbish. Because I went to the Lakes the following week and saw the band that was playing then. There were like a few old guys. But I mean old guys, like pensioners.
Yeah.
Like they were good, but my dad's like, it wasn't that entertaining for me to see. So like you guys were much more entertaining, so yeah. Wanted to see you guys again.
And here we are.
So, yeah, here we are. Yeah. But like going back to the Magic Beans, so the layout, because he saw one of our shows, he wanted to incorporate that in his own sort of music and stuff.
Awesome. That must be like a really good...
It was a good feeling, yeah. Because saw the Fruits of Our Labour too. Went down and saw him actually at the Bower Bar again last night. And it was a good show. It was
going on. That night as well?
Hey?
You did that night last night as well?
No, I stayed at my missus in the city, so... Oh,
but,
Well, I did that 2 nights in a row. It's a bit rough.
Yeah.
But at that gig last night, so because he like took that into his show and stuff, we're all getting into his music, you know, just it was all good. And then at one point of the show, he just looks at me, takes off his guitar, hands it to me, and then he's like, play. I'm like, what? What? Like, I didn't know, like, actually how to play his song. This happened last night. And so I just started, like, guitar soloing, like, this random song that I don't even know, like, the actual full song.
But you totally nailed it, right?
I totally nailed it. I totally, like, I had to finish.
That is an awesome story.
Yeah, like, it's just like, I was not just
like, I feel like I'm not going to be the first person that hears this. I reckon this story is going to be,
it's
going to be something.
It's going to go on, like, I'm going to remember this for the rest of my life.
Yep.
Yeah, but that happened.
Even if you guys become, like, a more successful band than they ever do, you're still going to tell that story.
Yeah, most definitely, man.
Harley actually, like, called me at, like, 6 in the morning last night, and he's like, dude, you'll never guess what happened. What?
This morning.
Yeah, go on.
I haven't slept. It's all just one giant blur. And he just calls me up and he's like, you'll never guess what happened. I'm like, what? And he's like, the Magic Bean Merchants. They just came out and took his guitar off and just gave it to me. And I'm like, what do I do? And he's like, play. And so I did.
Play the cunt.
And it worked. Like, you know, I had to figure out the key for a little bit. And then I was like, oh, okay, there we go.
E minor, I'll get it.
Yeah. But it's good, man.
Well, I just want to, backtrack for a second.
Yeah, you got to put the mic closer to you, hey.
Sorry. I just want to backtrack for a second because you mentioned the word inspiration, and I don't think we've actually covered it yet, but how did each of you eventually start playing music in the first place?
Stop asking good questions, mate. It's our show, all right?
Lee come up with that question before.
You're only the intern. No one asked your opinion.
He's trying to promote himself. He's like, Matt, would you like to ask the same question?
Oh, that's it. We quit. This is now the Dan show. That's a fucking good question.
So, rewind about 30 seconds. Matt, I believe you had a great question for us.
Thank you, Dan.
I second Dan on that question.
Yeah, no, that's a great question.
Go on, then Charles first.
Okay, well...
Who'd you go see that blew your mind and you just wanted to play drums now?
No, well, actually, I've always loved music since I was a kid. I always wanted to be a singer. And then I did karaoke one day, and I realized I can't sing
at all. You know, like Monet didn't pick up a paintbrush and just honestly be awesome.
Yeah, practice makes perfect.
You can't give karaoke one crack and go, oh, yeah, not for me.
No, I've been doing it for years. I'll always be the first person to jump up on a karaoke stage.
What's your specialty on karaoke? That's what we should do after this. We should go source out some karaoke.
Dude, you take me to karaoke. I'll be fully sober and I'll sing Sweet Transvestite and dance and take off my shirt.
You kind of pull up the Tim Curry look, I think.
Is that what we're doing later?
I think we should.
I think we should do it.
Well, Sweet Transvestite
karaoke. You guys want to go source out some karaoke? We do some karaoke. Yeah,
I'm down for that, man.
Absolutely. Yeah. Anyway, can you hear his story? He's making our plans now.
Always wanted to be a singer. Realized I couldn't sing. Tried guitar. Wasn't my thing. I knew that I still wanted to play an instrument, and I'd got 20 out of 20. On both of my drum tests in high school for year 7 and year 8.
There's drum tests in year 7 and year 8?
What school did you go to? Terrible high, man.
In year 7.
Oh, that's pretty high.
Like English, mess, drums.
do you remember our like drum exposure in high school?
No.
It was the drum teacher literally walking us into that little tiny soundproof room, and he gave everyone like 30 seconds on the drums.
Yes, I remember that.
And that was it. That's the only time we got to touch drums.
He's like, can you play drums? No. Can you play drums? No. Can you play drums? No. Yeah. All right, now you guys can play drums.
Oh, no, I jumped on, I'm like, oh, I can do a 4-4 beat, and I did a 4-4 beat, and then did like a little like, and he's like, all right, stop showing off, get off. And I was like, oh, sorry.
Everyone's like, whoa.
I had a mate who actually
hated it though.
I had a mate who actually failed because of that. They're like, yeah, play your simple 4/4 Phil Rudd beat.
Who was Phil Rudd?
Phil Rudd from AC/DC.
Oh, God.
You're a retard.
I don't know. I've said so many times I'm the worst music. I don't know people or brands or anything. I don't fucking play.
And anyways.
Yeah, he rocked the simple 4/4 beat and then finished it off with a drum solo. And apparently for every hit that you did that wasn't a snare, bass drum, or hi-hat, that wasn't the beat that you were supposed to do.
There was a mark off.
There was a mark off. So he got the beat perfect, and then he did a drum solo, but he did enough beats to take off his whole score. So he got zero.
I bet they didn't.
Holy shit! There's a giant ass cricket on my shoulder.
He's all right.
Yeah, it's all right.
Is it your conscience?
Yeah, they won't eat that much.
No, but they
bite.
It's a lucky cricket. Isn't the mandibles on those fuckers?
Yeah.
Mole crickets. They bite.
It's like, Charles, maybe you shouldn't tell that story. Yeah,
no, eat it.
I will.
Jiminy Jokers.
I will.
Eat it.
Someone, no, wait, oh!
He ate a cricket.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And he's washing it down with a beer.
Our drummer just ate a cricket.
I love you.
As Bear Grylls would say, that's extra protein.
So, like, does that give us, like, extra, like, brownie points for you guys? Our drummer ate a cricket.
What did that taste like?
A
bit sour.
Sorry, inspiration. Where did it come from?
No, it wasn't nearly as bad as I thought it would be. It was kind of warm.
I'm
going to stop you right there, mate.
Very juicy. The flavour just fills your mouth everywhere. It's like Listerine.
Is that recording?
Yeah.
All right, sweet. We got it on film. Hello. We're good.
Yeah. Yes.
So, on that note, I think we'll take a break.
We'll take a break.
And we're going to get you guys to play a live song later on. What are you going to play?
No, we're going to play it now.
Yeah, we're going to play it now.
We're going to play it now.
They're totally going to play it after this, but we'll tell you.
We're going to play Holding Out.
We'll stick it
holding
in
out?
With the magic.
Holding Out.
Holding Out.
Audio magic.
It's our sexy single.
Yeah, what
sexy
is it?
Sexy single.
It's the catchy one.
Alright, who wants to announce it?
Harley, you're the vocalist.
He's got an album. I sing, I don't talk, you know.
Fuck that, yes you do.
Some shows don't talk too much. Right.
Well, why don't we get Charles to do it? I mean, because he's just
saying
that he
can't
sing.
Like,
maybe
announce it now.
Announce it in, announce it out.
This
is our fucking single. Fucking listen to
it. No, so this is our single. We were about to play our single, Holding Out, on acoustic.
Alright, so here's Holding Out by Trouble in Paradise.
Woo!
1, 2, 3, 4! Down in the sun, without dressing anyone. Now don't scream out your name. Ain't got no one else to blame. Hands on spacing now. You're all checking out.
found it's out of right. It's gonna make you wanna start a fight. And I'm gonna chase it out, and I'm gonna spit it out, cause I'm gonna breathe it in. Oh, it's the brown of steel, cause I've been here before, and I don't want no more.
We are trouble in paradise. And
shut
that
up. Shut up.
Okay, go again.
Fucking hold on.
Take 100.
We are trouble in paradise, and that was holding out. I hope you enjoyed it. We are here for some
fantastic. That's good. No, okay, wait. Can
we good. Keep? Can you just I'm, do another
I'm
one where Nosso
is going?
Hold the microphone.
Yeah, don't touch it.
I'm
sorry,
not,
it makes
can
noises.
That, can you do that where Nosso
you
get
the noises again?
No, do it super again. Like, we're trouble in paradise.
We are trouble in paradise. That was holding out, and I hope you enjoyed it so super much. It was just, it's our most fantabulous song.
So,
let's get on with it then.
talking about gay stories.
We'll pick one of them.
Yeah.
Talking about gay stories.
Oh, yeah, we...
You and Lint met not too long ago.
Wait,
tell us about that.
I didn't think we were talking about that story.
What story?
I'm talking about you nut hugging single hand naked.
Well, the first time I ever met Cameron was at a rehearsal at my house. And we'd done the rehearsals and... shit went well. We're like, yeah, you're a good bassist. You can hang around. We don't mind.
Thanks, man.
You can bass pretty well.
Yeah. You do
slap
your job.
Bass.
Yeah.
You
slap
can stick
the
around.
Better than slapping
the gash. The jam... the jam sesh had come to a close, as all jam sessions must at some point. And
sadly.
While Harley and Cameron were packing up their guitars... and amps and pedals and all of that shit. We were rehearsing at my house, and I had to leave pretty abruptly. So while they're packing up, I run into the shower.
It's your house.
As I'm just about to step in the shower, I realize I forget something. I can't exactly remember what I forgot, but...
Well, if you remembered what it was, you wouldn't have forgotten it in the first place. Eh?
Exactly. But I ended up having so I end up running back into the band room completely naked, like a couple of water drops off me from the shower that I was supposed to have had, and I just walk in and there's Cameron packing up his bass, and I'm like, hey Cameron, man, how you doing? And he's like, yeah, how are you going? I'm not too bad. What the fuck?
You
like
were
that.
Completely naked. You were doing like this single hand.
I was doing the single hand cup.
Like the sausage and beans cup, like the, you know, every guy knows it.
Proper
like,
etiquette. Proper etiquette.
I don't care how big your dick is. When you need to, you can fit it in one hand. Like, you can definitely fit it in one hand.
Speak for yourself, mate.
But yeah, pretty much that became like an initiation sort of thing. If Cameron can handle seeing like Charles naked half the time, then he can be a part of that band.
Yeah,
that's Charles altogether.
Charles gets naked
most of the time.
That's
our shows. He always gets naked at our shows.
We do a show. We'll do a show by the third song. I don't have a shirt on. It's a promise. Come to our shows, you'll see me without a shirt on. Winky face.
Like 55, 14-year-old girls.
Yeah, I remember the woman behind the bar had told him to put it back on.
She's like, oh, if you guys are going to play here again, can you make sure your drummer keeps his shirt on?
Yeah, because I'm going to have to put down a wet floor sign.
the venue can say that to me, look me dead in the eye and say, do not take your shirt off, I will still take my shirt off.
Fucking rock and roll,
that's
man.
That's why we don't get
any. Oh, you're hardcore.
All right, so how far have you guys travelled for a gig?
Sydney or Newcastle?
Sydney or Newcastle.
You guys are like
Melbourne. Virgins of
gigging. We've been gigging. We started gigging 3 weeks ago.
Wow, you're real fresh.
We're pretty fresh to the scene.
Can't believe how successful you are.
So all like half of this page was like, oh, how's the tour going? How's previous tours going?
Oh, no, I like this question. Yeah. All right, we'll go through, you guys. If you could shoot one person alive today, who would it be? Like, in a lethal way. Like,
not including Jared.
Like, execution style.
That was going to be my answer.
Execution style.
Probably a celebrity.
You're really pushing me for this one.
Like, there's happy to do 8 years. Execution.
25 to life.
Eight years
for murder.
You shoot him in the foot or something.
What? No. Eight years is murder in Australia.
Fuck me.
I thought it was 25.
That's an American.
Yeah, I thought it was 25 to life.
So no, I thought life was.
We got pretty good over here.
I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. Someone will probably comment saying I'm wrong.
But
pretty sure it's 8 years. 8 years.
Something like that.
Minimum. I thought it was.
But yeah, Harley, we'll start off with you. Who would you kill?
Fuck, man. I can't think of it.
How many bullets do I have? Because obviously I've got a bullet for Justin Bieber.
One bullet. I wouldn't waste it on Bieber.
As many bullets as you want. You just got to put him into one person.
Yeah, one person.
Fuck.
It's Justin Bieber, isn't it?
I love how like hard it is to pick just one person. Okay, you
Kanye
want to
West.
Fucking kill.
Like
Kanye West.
Like,
yeah. All right, no, that's a good answer.
Yeah, so Cameron's got Kanye West.
That's kind of what we're looking for.
No, Kanye West is supposed to beat Donald Trump in the next election and save the world. Oh, hashtag Kanye 2020.
America should just stop everything.
Yeah, agreed.
America should just stop. Just call it a night.
Doing that, you don't. You don't do that.
No, America's like the drunk friend. You know what I mean? Like, they're always drunk, and they're always, like, way too drunk. Like, they don't have, like, a moment of tipsy that is always, like, super, I'm fucking awesome. Like, that's America.
No, America is the big kid in high school that walks up and is like, oh, how you going, you fucking fat kid? And then Australia is just the offside of it. It's like, yeah, you're fat.
Where the guy sitting in the corner drinking a beer going, fuck all these people.
And then Canada's sitting there going like, oh, you shouldn't call him fat. It's not PC.
A.
A. You don't know what you're talking about.
Right, Harley, who'd you shoot?
Oh, fuck, man.
Don't say Jared. You were saying before how you didn't want to say bad things about Jared. Yeah, now you're like, oh,
man,
shoot.
I'll start this like fifth beer, so I'm like,
shoot
yeah.
I'll shoot him straight up. Goddamn 14-year-old.
I'll make him famous and shoot him. No. Stop touching the microphone.
Jesus.
At least it's not me.
He's a singer too. Like, he's the fucking worst for it.
He should know this shit.
No, that's why he likes tickling it.
Yeah. It's not a stage one. It's not a stage one. Don't touch it.
Because
it goes.
It's not a ball sack. Don't tickle it.
Can we like move on to Charles?
Charles already had his one.
No, I haven't.
No, I haven't. I want Harley to hurry the fuck up.
Harley, you're up. Go, son.
I'm going to go.
Alive today. Can't say Hitler. Hitler's a backyard answer anyway.
I'm just going to go,
Elijah Wood.
Elijah Wood is awesome.
I don't know why.
Say no one.
George Lucas.
No.
Yes.
No. Steven Spielberg over George Lucas.
No. For the prequels.
No. He didn't really have much to do with them. They were fan-based novels that he, like, reincarnated. Yeah. I would say for Spielberg because he ruined Indy with Aliens.
Oh, yeah. Actually, that was fucking terrible, man.
I'm not planting ideas. You got to come up with your own one, all right? You can't take mine.
Just, oh, fuck. It's good.
No, it wasn't supposed to be this hard.
It's so hard, man.
Easy answer.
Save the world. I would shoot Donald Trump.
But there's so many people I want to kill.
Yeah, no, anyway. Yeah, move on.
All right, so Harley's a boring one.
Yeah, Charles.
YouTube clips.
YouTube clips. What about them?
Do we have any?
I watched a few YouTube
videos. What's your favorite one?
I've seen a few in my time.
Space Pants.
Bad lip reading. That shit's funny.
That is hilarious. No,
Game of Thrones. Bad lip reading one. Yeah. Really good.
Who did
the medieval
video
fun times? Yeah.
We had
powdered sugar.
It's powerful, yes. All right, shut the fuck up. We're doing an interview.
The two that we did at the Valve Bar, our mate Anthony, who does he has his own thing. I forget what it is. He has his own company, but I'm
well, just like, Anthony Walker.
He did stuff for him. He filmed him and did the editing for it. And it's pretty tops. And
got
then,
some solid
really,
shots of Harley's
back. I really
back.
Like the camera angle on the head.
How did that?
Like, I don't know how he did that.
What it was is he had
Steadicam.
Behind, he had
it was like a Steadicam type thing.
Behind Harley had a tripod, and then he had a handheld that he was going around with.
Yeah, that's
cool. About as technical as I get with cameras.
Can you explain
that? Yeah, got some solid shots of Harley's back.
So it was just me, and like, it's got the whole head, and whenever I move this way, the camera would move. So like
the camera
left,
moves
the camera
to the head,
left.
But the background.
Oh, like,
right.
System of a Down's film clip where they're like this.
The head stays
still. It follows the very.
Yeah. It'll be like that, man.
And it was
the Powder Finger song.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Which one?
Oh, yeah, I know that one.
Yeah, Steadicam follows the guitar and shit. All the cymbals. That's awesome.
Yeah. Like that, man. It's cool.
But yeah, and did he do the one at the exchange record?
The Sound Exchange?
Sound Exchange.
No, so record. Like that was
Evoke Images.
Yeah, Evoke Images. They just like two guys came up and they're just like, yeah, would you be cool with us like recording you guys? You know, just promote you and stuff. Like, yeah, for sure, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, no, we don't want you to promote
us. No, don't do it, okay? No. Don't you dare record
us. Do not promote us.
No, we really like the three fans we have.
Yeah.
We don't want anyone else to know.
Hey, four.
But, the main girl who's involved with it, like, she did a fucking excellent job. We definitely recommend her.
Who is the main girl?
It's solid film clip quality video.
Who is the main girl?
Name was Amy, wasn't it?
Amy works at where can we find her?
Evoke Images. Not Evoca. Evoke.
Evoke.
I thought it was Evoca for like
Evoca.
I was like, oh, Evoca, okay.
The thought Evoca. Whoa.
So out of the six gigs that you've had, what was the worst one?
The worst one? Probably the last gig that we played on my birthday.
Explain?
The Lasso Gowrie in Newcastle. I didn't notice. It was my birthday. I was very drunk.
Anyway.
I was having
a
great time.
So that's one. Charles was drunk.
Yeah.
I was smashed.
When the drummer's drunk, the band sucks.
There you go, Dan.
It was pretty good.
You didn't
it's
tell
more
me
in a sense,
twice. I've been there.
It was bad timing because. Because
the drummer was drunk.
One, the drummer was drunk, but two, like, there was, like, people doing, they were doing, like, uni exams and stuff, so no one was going out that night.
And also, the obvious thing was 11 o'clock at a Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Wednesday night in Newcastle is uni night, everyone knows that.
Yeah, but they were, like, had exams and stuff like that, and it was,
well,
like,
fuck 'em.
We finished at midnight.
Yeah, and like
that's a good time slot. Though.
It seemed like a good time slot.
I felt pretty bad because there was actually a touring band that come up from Sydney, and they're like, I think they're in Canberra at the moment, Hedge Fund. We played after them, and they were like, I thought they were really good, but they had like two people.
Yeah. No, they had three people, and it was us.
Yeah, it was
We were their main audience.
No, so. But you know, like,
then maybe a girlfriend.
Sometimes that makes a band play, like I don't want to say better, but like more natural. Like,
yeah, because you're playing for people that you're actually trying to impress.
Well, I'm guessing that like, you guys have spoken with them before the show.
Oh, just briefly.
Yeah, like a little bit and stuff like that. They're like, oh, fuck, like, there's no one here. Fuck it, let's just jam out. Let's just have fun. We've had gigs like that where we've like, there's not many people there. So we're just kind of like, fuck it, we'll just
go
jam,
for it.
Jam out and have fun. And you get a more raw aspect of the band.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
like,
we did our version of My Generation on my birthday. That's a very raw, improvised version of the band.
Charles sings, by the way.
I'm not a singer.
And he was drunk.
And I was very
drunk.
I don't call myself a singer.
But
we still haven't actually worked out properly the song structure.
I always skip the bass solo.
For my generation.
We're just trying to play, man.
I love the way you know that.
I know where the bass solo is.
They probably have no idea.
I know it. I'll play it and I'll look at Harley going, you're supposed to stop here for a bass solo. And then he just keeps playing and I'm like, no, you're supposed to stop here.
We're the only two guitarists in our band.
I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
We're the only two guitarists in our band and we look at each other on stage more than people, I think, in the audience look at us.
Yeah. Right.
Like, we're like, what the
fuck? What's next?
Oh, my fingers are actually doing what they were supposed to do because I can't remember what was
Matt,
going on.
Because I'm like an exception. I'm like you as a bass player. I've come into the band later.
Yeah.
Matt like has spent many a gig walking the entire length of the stage to come over to me to show me where the next chord's going. Because I've got no idea.
It's a C.
I'll look at him and be like, I've no idea what's next. And he'll be like, shit, fucking waddle over and be like, this is what's going on. And yeah. But yeah, where were we?
Oh, the worst feeling is getting up to like a bridge or something and
forgetting.
Go, I don't know what's coming up next. Like,
Every gig that I've ever played.
Yeah. No, and then when you get to it, you just start playing it, and you're like, remember because my head doesn't.
But given the last, even though it was probably the worst gig, we still got good responses. So
pretty much all your gigs been good.
Yeah,
all of our the main problem with the last was that there wasn't enough people to enjoy us.
Yeah, it was a pretty empty night. Like, there was probably about
like
8 to 15 people there. So,
but you guys haven't been gigging for long, and you've been doing some pretty good.
No, you can't expect to play Wembley Stadium straight.
But you've been making some pretty solid headway. So I think that's pretty.
Like for a fresh fan base, and we do.
Yeah. Like I think that's. You guys are going to be commended for that.
Oh, thanks for that.
It always seems to be that way, like fresh out of the gate. How's your creative process go? Like, who has the most annoying habits in rehearsal?
He fucking plays whenever you try to. You open your mouth to say something, and Charles will be whacking away on the drums.
Fucking Dan. Fucking Dan. Yeah, yeah. Another
it must
drum.
Be a drummer.
Dan,
drummers
yeah.
rejoice. F5.
Yeah. It'll be specifically. Can I just hear Harley just play that guitar line again, just so I can just do 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 and be like, okay. And then I'll get 2 seconds of Harley playing, and Charles will just join in. Can I just get Harley this time?
It gets worse than that. We just try to have a general conversation, like, oh yeah, look, man, I've got to be gone by 8. Cause I've got to work at like 10.
And you
don't want to be mean. Like, just shut the fuck up.
I get to that point. Yeah.
But yeah, Cameron's like, oh, Charles, can you just be quiet for a second so I can hear Harley's part? No. It's not going to happen. I'm going to drum.
I've what you said, and I'm just chucking out the window. I'm just going to keep playing drums.
I heard can and you and play, so I'm happy.
Sure thing, yeah.
Your wish is my command.
Let's go through. This is going to be like a little bit like outside the band now.
Now, this is what I was going to come back to after the song. Talking about gay, I wanted to talk about the first time that you, Charles, and Lynn met and bonded over big gay hair.
Those are splendiferous
night. Our hair is strictly hetero. But if you want to call it gay, that's fine. If gays love it.
The gayest thing about our hair is the
fact that it's fabulous.
It's friggin' fabulous, yeah. Like,
yeah,
it's,
there'd be if, gay that, men, if any gay like, people want to come see us, the challenge is
hair like that.
Yeah.
Go for it, bro.
Dude, Jedward wishes they had hair like us.
Yeah, so tell us about the moment that you guys met.
I think, like, I think between us, it was I probably have the longer hair.
You have the longer hair.
Love at first
but
hair.
Yours is definitely more lush. Your volume going.
Thank you, I grew it myself.
Yeah, there we go. Now we're back to square one.
That is my favourite joke in the whole entire world.
Yeah, it's not funny.
But yeah.
hair talk goes for days. Like, if you and I were just doing this, we could
What conditioner do you use? Like, at the moment, I'm going through like this dandruff shampoo, and it really dries out my hair, and I just don't like
it. It strips
like,
it. Strips
do you find that happens with you?
What do I do? In my personal, I used to be a hair salon assistant.
Really?
Yes, back when I was like
17. How interesting.
Very interesting. What I learned from those days is the oil that your scalp excretes is actually fantastic for your hair. Do you know why your scalp excretes that oil?
Because it's good.
To protect it.
Because it's fucking good for your hair. So the more you wash your hair, the more you damage it.
So I didn't ask don't for a conversation about hair. I just wanted
to shit.
What
you
got. We don't make want sure you tune in next week.
I pretty much just wash my hair on Fridays. Just do a whole week of work. Don't wash my hair. And then I'm like, oh, I got a party coming up. I should probably wash my hair. So I'd do it.
I probably wash my hair like once a fortnight to once a month. And every now and then I try to make sure I brush my hair so I get those oils through it. But at the same time, like, I work with a lot of concrete and stuff like that, so I've got a lot of dust in my hair.
Yeah.
And so I've always got my hair in a bun at work to keep it out of the
isn't
way.
Isn't that a bastard?
So I get dreadlocks, like, constantly in my
hair. You're
going to
have, like, a lot of editing to do?
No.
Yeah, with this podcast.
No, it's all going in.
So, yeah, basically, I would recommend giving your hair a good wash, maybe once a fortnight. Give it a quick shampoo, like, maybe once every 4 days. And when you need, like, when you need to condition it, get those dreadlocks out, get those knots out, just get a full, like, one of those big, like, home brand bottles. Don't even spend money on it. And it's like, dump it on your head, sit down in your shower with a brush, and just go to town.
Make sure you tune in next week for Charles and Lint.
We're dealing with
top hair tips.
But where did you guys meet?
Like, okay.
This was a story that we're talking about before we started, but...
As a Terrigillian, I had never...
Is that what they're called?
That's what we're called.
Terrigillians, man.
Terrigillians.
Yeah, I thought it was Terrigilligan.
No, they're from the rich area. You've got to have, like, as many syllables as possible.
Terrigilligans.
I want to say just Tegrillian.
Tegrillian.
No, Tegrillian.
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 Yeah.
Well, I'm a Terrigillian.
Oh, so you're,
so
you,
fuck you.
You're a Tegan.
No, my ex-girlfriend was Tegan. I'm
no,
Charles.
No, no, we were like Tyrannosaurus Rex or T-Rex. No, you're a Tegan.
I'm totally naming my firstborn son Tyrannus.
Well, I would just say, well, fuck off. Like, no, that doesn't work.
Anyway, get on with the story. Get on with the story.
But yeah, I was at... It was my first ever time going to Pulse.
Ew.
Yeah, ooh, is the correct response.
No, we want to get sponsored by someone. Pulse is awesome. You should go there if you love STDs and pingers.
Sponsor.
I still, actually, one of the most interesting conversations I ever had was with you at Pulse.
And you
were just pointing out people going, that chick, she doesn't have an older brother because you can see that she's doesn't know how to react in social situations. This person... Had this social upbringing and was like this and this and does this because of this.
It's one of my favorite things to do.
And that was so fucking interesting. Thank you for having that conversation with me.
You're welcome.
Man, how many books have you read? Because, like, you can just look at the cover of them and then, like, you're done.
Yeah.
No, it's people watching. I don't know, books. It's about understanding, like, general social interactions between people. When you watch someone for long enough, you can kind of get a general background on
them. By long enough, you mean all of 10 seconds.
pretty much, is all you need. Like, for someone's body posture, the way they talk to another person, like, depending on the situation that they're in, you can get a pretty decent background on someone.
We need to hang out more so you can, like, fully teach me how to profile people
in two seconds. I'm not, like, affluent at it. It's just, like, something that I enjoy. It's like a hobby.
You seem to do pretty well.
He's only an apprentice in the art of being an absolute asshole.
you pointed out that one chick. We called her over and we're like, hey, how you doing? And we started talking. We're like, yeah, do you have any siblings? She's like, no. And you're like, I fucking told you.
And this is how to, like... If you want to...
This is how to alienate narcissized friends in 110 seconds.
Go for it.
But yeah, first ever time at Pulse.
No, it was at Loft, to be fair. Well,
it was at the Loft. Pre-drinks before Pulse.
I told you you had to go home.
And I'm outside in the smokers area, just minding my own business, just chilling. And I got some random cunt with big fucking hair walk over to me and be like, oi, bro, you gotta leave. You have better hair than me. And then next thing I know, I have a new best friend.
Yeah, pretty much. Great. I was like, hey, man, look, you gotta go home. Why? You got better hair than me. No one here is allowed to have better hair than me. And he's like, what? And I'm like, no, I shut up. I kind of love you. And then that was it. We were like best mates.
We had a great night.
Yeah, we had a great night.
As much as I don't like Pulse, we need to go back to Pulse together. I had a great time.
We do. We can't do it tonight, though, because we're sourcing out some karaoke.
Just don't get kicked out from Pulse.
I have no idea. We have a Gezo.
For 3 hours.
We're in fucking Long Jetty.
How big is your car?
Not that big.
We'll chuck someone in the boot.
Well, there's six people here. If we get one person in the boot, we're sweat.
How do you think we're getting all fucking gear back?
We're sweat.
And who says I'm fucking around with Pulse anyway?
No, we're not going to Pulse. We're going to karaoke.
Sweet and sick.
How big's your car? Big enough to party.
No. Assistant Dan can ride boot. Like, that's his job.
This is rubbish.
This is bullshit conversation. Let's wrap this the fuck up. Someone introduce the next song.
Let's work this out. Before we go to the next song, any gigs coming up?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Oh, we do.
Yeah, we got gigs coming up.
You want to go?
Well, you guys have one in Woi Woi or something.
Yeah, so we're playing at Woi Woi on the 14th of May.
You guys did invite me, but I didn't write back.
So we're playing at, is it Woi Woi Leagues?
Yeah, Woi Woi Leagues Club on the 14th of May.
At what time are we?
We're at 8:30, 7:30, 8:30.
9:30,
10:30? Yeah. Somewhere
between
8:30 seems like a good bet.
Somewhere between 5 o'clock and midnight.
Look it up on Facebook, man.
So wait, where's it at?
It's at Woi Woi Leagues.
Woi Woi Leagues. So if you're there between the hours of 8 and 3 in the morning, you'll catch these guys play.
At some point.
Yeah, or you'll just run into them.
Drunk. Yep. Yeah, probably. Oh no, one of them probably Cameron.
I did not fart.
Fuck no, I
wasn't today. But one thing, maybe, man, one thing you will definitely catch is Charles without a shirt on.
Yeah,
it's gonna happen.
Yeah, that's
point.
What.
And I tell you what, ladies, if you're looking for a show, you come see these guys. Charles will get his shirt off. It's definitely 100% subpar.
Actually, fuck you.
Sit the fuck down. We have another question to ask.
Yeah, I just pointed out a question.
Yeah, it's the one we love to ask every episode. Trying not to
just
have
hitting the microphone.
Sex with the microphone.
It was my shirt. It was an accident.
Oh, we're gonna go one, two, three. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Maybe you should take your shirt off. Then you won't have a problem anymore.
No.
Yeah. No. All right, okay. So we're gonna go. No, because we always seem to go. We go Charles, Cameron, Harley. We're gonna go the other way now. All right. So Harley, the most embarrassing album you've ever owned. Be honest about it. Don't lie to us because we'll know.
Alright. Probably,
we should have started with Charles. He's such a thinker. Like, you need five minutes?
I was gonna give you an answer, but, you know, you can go to Charles.
No. Harley, you got an answer? Let's go.
It's gonna go, I don't know the actual album name, but Aqua's album.
We're back to Barbie Girl.
Yeah. You know, with Barbie Girl. I actually own that.
I don't even know the album name, but I feel like it would have been called like Aqua Supreme.
It's pretty,
or like
probably
something
like something
stupid
like that.
Like that. Yeah.
Right, but like I own that album. I still own it. I like that shit, man. That's my jam.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Cameron.
Well, just to, you know, rattle off another couple of songs, there's obviously Barbie Girl. Then I think there was Calling Dr. Jones. That was a classic one by them.
They did a solid cover of Witch
don't
Doctor.
Don't call them classic.
And the Candyman.
They did a great cover of Witch Doctor.
Don't call them classic, because that puts them in the era of Johnny Cash.
Really? Talking like the Ramones.
Don't call them bloody classic.
They're not classic. They're like early 2000s.
Anyway, all right, Cameron, what's your embarrassing? Don't make it sound cool.
I'm trying to think. Most embarrassing. I only own good music, so.
Oh.
Typical bass
skip,
player.
I'm trying to remember the name of the group. Oh, yeah, there you go. Youth group, that album Forever Young.
Oh, that's not really that bad.
That's it, all I can think of.
Really?
Yeah, I think.
Like, you're that cool. That's the only
thing. It just radiates, man.
Just
it was
cool
a good song, though, that
music.
Forever Young. The cover
well,
that
obviously
it, yeah, it was very good.
Way cooler than everybody else here. Really? Cause that's
and he's a bass player. Like,
gone.
Who would have thought it? All right, Charles.
Well, I just got my first ever record player. And I asked my auntie to send me down some records. And she sends me down some records.
No. I don't want the backstory. What's the album you've been playing?
What did you listen
don't
to
don't explain it. Don't give it like pre-course. Don't give it justification. What's the album you love that you don't want anyone else knowing that you love? It's one of these records, isn't it? You've been playing it non-stop.
Okay. Well, the
it's like Kim
the
Wilde
end
or some
to the
shit.
Story that I was trying to tell was one of the records she sent me down from Queensland was Make It Big by Wham. Still had the poster in it too.
Whoa! You didn't say Wham with enough respect.
Wham!
There we go. And
just remember, there's an exclamation mark at the end of Wham.
Yeah. Was it a Deadpool movie where like, if that's where they earned the exclamation mark? Damn right. Actually, we haven't even asked you this on radio yet.
Me?
Yeah.
S Club 7.
S Club 7 is your album.
Don't stop, give up.
I remember it.
What am I
remembering?
You have got bring it all back to
bring it all back now.
Okay, I want to check out the second one, the Vanga Boys.
No, you can't be embarrassed about that. Everyone loved that.
Everyone
loved that. You know what I just say? Like, I've had this thought for the last couple of weeks that Savage Garden. Oh my god.
Savage Garden was good.
No, Savage Garden. Savage Garden was the album of the 90s that...
They were fucking huge.
No, 40-year-old housewives got into because they wanted to connect to their children. And they were like, no, I like grunge. That was Savage Garden. Savage Garden was the link between 40-year-old housewives and their 12-year-old daughters in the 90s.
Do you think they're going... I mean, Savage Garden, Soundgarden.
Yeah, do you think they're going mixed up with Soundgarden, you know?
Have you heard some of Savage Garden stuff? Like, they've got grunge undertones, like, the whole way through that shit.
I do my best.
Yeah, but, like, his vocals, like, it's not grunge at all.
Yeah, no, they definitely had influences there of grunge. Anyway, let's wrap this the fuck up.
Oi, damn, what are you doing?
Oi, Assistant Dan!
We're gonna wrap this motherfucker up.
I've been Lynn Gannon. You've been listening to Remedial Radio. Thank you for listening. If you've made it this far, fucking congratulations. because we really haven't.
But listen to Trouble in Paradise. Where can we find your shit?
Smash them out. When's the next gig again?
Find us on SoundCloud or Triple J Unearthed.
Facebook, YouTube.
Just
Twitter.
Trouble in Paradise.
Search the fuck out of them.
But put band afterwards, otherwise you'll get some album from the 90s by someone who'll probably sue us eventually.
Yeah, that's what I got.
So Trouble in Paradise band at everything.
And what's the song that we're going to play?
So we're going to finish off with our song Sedated, which is our usual finisher.
Made that call. That's good. All right. Yeah.
Sedated. So enjoy Sedated, because we're going to fucking sedate you.
It's alright. Sedate you with our beats.
Yeah.
Alright, that's us done. Check your cunts. See you later.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
Pleasure.
I love you. Nah, call me back.
I'll pick out your soul, need a more.